the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend fathers, brothers, and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. So we've come to the second of the preparatory services for Lent. We get, you know, in the Orthodox Church, we get all these warnings. Lent is coming. Lent is coming. Lent is coming. 5 weeks of warning so that we can prepare ourselves so that we can be the publican and not the Pharisee. As you notice, that was what was read today, the publican and the Pharisee coming to the temple. And the Pharisee said this, God, I thank thee that I am not like other men. And then he lists the other men, including like this tax collector. First of all, he's not thanking God. He doesn't view the fact that he's not like other men or that he follows the law as something from God. He views it as something that comes from his own will, that he fasts and he tithes and he doesn't do this sin or that sin or the other sin, but yet he's guilty of the original sin, the ancestral sin. The first sin was pride, a desire to be like God in the ways that he does not want us to be like him. In other words, being all-powerful and all-knowing and everywhere present. All of these things are not for us to be like him. Instead, we're supposed to be humble. And that's what the Pharisee lacked. He lacked humility. He didn't recognize that thanking God means we thank God for those things that he has given us, not those things through us cooperating with him, through working in synergy, working together, in other words, that we do through his strength and his grace, not through our own. And so, on the one hand, we have this Pharisee falsely thanking God, and on the other hand, we have this tax collector, who it says, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's our prayer. What is said most in the liturgy? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We can't repeat it too many times. When St. Paul talks about unceasing prayer, this is what he talks about, the Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And we see this in the scriptures when the blind man calls out to Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner. It's Son of David is a messianic title. It's a title of him being the Messiah, being Christ. And so it's the same thing. And this is our constant cry. This is our refrain, not just during Lent, but especially during Lent. It's so easy to get focused on Lent or on Wednesday and Friday, and we fast on Wednesday because that was the day in which he was betrayed, and on Friday because that was on the day our Lord was crucified. It's so easy to focus on the fasting, to go into a store and read the label. Oh, wait, this has whey in it. That's not important. Fasting was made for man, not man for fasting, as Christ said. And this applies to basically everything in the church, that those things that were created that aren't of God, love's not created, God is love, grace is not created, God is gracious, mercy, all of these things that actually were created for our salvation are things that are made for man, not man for these things. And so when he talks about fasting and he talks about tithing, those are things that are given to us. God doesn't need your money. God does not need your money, but you need to give for your salvation so that you recognize that it comes from God, so that you're thankful in a true thankfulness, not in the Pharisaic thankfulness of the Pharisee. Fasting is not a requirement. There's no requirement for salvation except for repentance, except for coming back to God again and again and again and saying, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. These things, fasting, prayer, almsgiving, coming to the services, vigils, which means coming to the long services during Lent, which are for a reason, so that we spend that time breaking down our own will and focusing on God. All of these things are opportunities. They're not obligations. We don't have high holy days of obligations like some of the other churches do, where if you don't come to this, that's not our faith. Our faith is that we just continuously return to God humbly and say, have mercy on me, a sinner. And that we do it through fasting, and we do it through repentance, through confession. Confession is not an obligation, it's an opportunity. But if we're not coming to confession, we really shouldn't be coming to communion, because those things are so closely tied together, and it's dangerous spiritually to come to communion if we're not coming to confession. So this coming Lent, let's focus on these opportunities. Let's focus on humility. You know, this week is a non-fasting week. We don't fast on Wednesday or Friday to show that fasting was made for man and not man for fasting. So let's focus on repentance. Let's focus on humility. Ultimately, let's focus on love and the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.